Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Woman loses over $155,000 in investment scam involving overseas internet company. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 31-year-old woman reported losing $155,201 to an investment scam involving a company called First Place based in Poland. According to Campbell County Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the woman, along with her 71-year-old mother and one other individual, began investing late this year. After realizing they had been scammed, she filed a report with Google and was advised to contact the FBI. The woman is currently out $155,201, and the Campbell County Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident. Lawmakers strengthen defamation lawsuit against Freedom PAC. Two Wyoming legislators, Representatives J.T. Larson and Cody Wiley, both Republicans out of Rock Springs, filed the lawsuit after the Wyoming Freedom PAC accused the two lawmakers of voting to remove Trump from the ballot in mailers and text messages to voters. According to Wildfile, the PAC's claims were based on a budget bill footnote, which lawmakers argue was never related to Trump. The amendment complaint aims to fortify the PAC's legal stance ahead of the November 4th deadline for responding. While the PAC previously told Wildfile it equates a vote on a budget bill footnote as a vote against Trump, the suit alleges the PAC knew its statements were false and therefore made them with actual malice, which is a legal standard for defamation cases involving public figures or officials. Freedom Caucus leaders have defended the mailers. Freedom Caucus member Representative John Bear of Gillette previously told Wildfile this lawsuit is lawfare by liberals trying to keep conservatives from being effective. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.